I did not give them Christianity. You did. I tried to teach them of our faith, our beliefs. But you would not allow it. Instead, with the aid of your Roman conspirators, you bastardized my teachings. You defiled my name and turned our law into a device to weaken the nations, not for the glorification of God, but for your own despicable lusts. Why would I give the kingdom to you? Why would I reward you for such treachery? I tried so hard, so very hard, to make this a paradise for you. But your greed, arrogance, hubris, an unquenchable thirst for power made you turn it into a hell for the rest of humanity. No. No, you get nothing. Your birthright is nullified. I will give the kingdom to those who deserve it, whether they be Jew or Gentile. It is the quality of their soul that will determine their worthiness, their place in the eternal kingdom. Would you today condone the murder of a rabbi whose only crime was the teaching of Reformed Judaism? Of course you would not. So why do you take such pride in the despicable act of your ancestors? Why is it so hard for you to say they were wrong? Thousands of years of suffering, of the wages your defiance, haughtiness, and contempt have earned you. Can you truly not see that? I was worth 30 pieces of silver to you. Those were my wages for the work I had done, of trying to unite you and give you paradise. And the things you said of me in your Talmud, and worse, how much, much worse, what you said of my mother. How could you even hope that I would allow you to live after that? The reason you were to be given the kingdom was because of your superior morality. Superior morality. Tell me, how can I justify calling you mortal? If you feel no guilt for your repugnant transgressions against me and my saints, even if you did not believe that I was the Son of God, you would still have had the blood of an innocent rabbi on your head. All of these years, I've been sending messenger after messenger, all trying to bring you back, all trying to see if you were worth my love, all trying to make you see the error in your ways. Yet you continue compounding your sin. Recently I spoke with one of the most esteemed leaders of our people, Rabbi Kuduri. explained to him that I would be arriving in Jerusalem soon after the passing of Ariel Sharon. But more importantly, I explained to him who I am. This great rabbi now knew that Yeshua was his king, his murdered king. Did he tell the world as he was supposed to? No. Now, instead, the immense fear of being ostracized by his colleagues convinced him to hide the truth, allowing it to only be revealed after his death. Think about that. He refused me because of the pressure you've all placed upon him. The pressure to conceal a 2,000-year-old crime. How very sad for him. How very sad for you all. I arrived 4 years ago, just as prophecy said I would. The world witnessed my descent over Jerusalem. I immediately took over the body of the most righteous man alive, Raymond Elwood Lear. And if you were not so myopic, you would have read the scripture of other faiths that complement our own, and my timing and method of arrival would not have been a surprise to you. In that 4 years, I have been about my Father's work, carrying out final chastisements necessary for the kingdom to begin in earnest. If you have been speaking to the marvelous saints in my service, they have no doubt shown you what I have done. But make no mistake, you should be overwrought with shame by your 4 years of ignorance. Your duty, your only duty, has been to prepare the kingdom for my arrival. That is no excuse for only now realizing my presence. But I'm here, now, and it is my intention to set things right. I have surrounded Israel with the armies of its enemies, and as your government astronomers will tell you, I have a fleet of ships stationed in orbit. What comes next largely depends upon what you decide to do. But we are now entering Elul, the time when I am obligated to allow you to repent. So be it. I will give you the opportunity to restore the covenant. All you must do is repent. Genuinely. Wholeheartedly, unequivocally repent. Simply swallow your pride. Admit the magnitude of your transgressions. And fulfill your obligations to me. What you must do is quite simple. Or at least it would be for a normal person who did not take such great pride in their ancestral crimes. A person who felt the slightest regret and remorse for slaughtering the innocent would find this requirement exceedingly easy. Even the Goyim feel guilt. Are they now the ones with the superior morality? The kingdom is mine, and we shall take it by consent or conquest. Your decision to repent determines whether or not you will share in its glory, whether or not you shall inherit eternity, or be blotted out. Now do as my saints instruct you. They are operating with my authority. I am extending an olive branch to you one last time.